Our collector acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, work, and create. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to the Art Collector Podcast. I'm Robert Buratti, your host, and today I'm speaking with Loretta Morton, the director of the Newcastle Art Gallery, an institution that has just completed one of the most significant transformations in modern Australian cultural life. On the 28th of February, the gallery officially reopened to the public, becoming the largest public art institution in New South Wales outside of Sydney. But it's been a long time coming. Originating from a bequest in 1945 and opened in its current building by Queen Elizabeth II in 1977, the gallery has spent decades since quietly building one of Australia's finest public collections, more than 7,000 works valued at over $145 million. The problem was that the collection had long outgrown its home, a 16-year journey, a landmark council vote in 2021, and a major expansion by the award-winning architects Clare Design. Later, the gallery has more than doubled in size, adding 1,600 square metres of new exhibition space to the original Brutalist building. The reopening exhibition launched with Iconic, Loved, Unexpected, a major exhibition presenting almost 500 works from the collection, followed by The Mordaunt Family Gift, featuring major works from the collection of the leading philanthropists, the Mordaunt family. I had the opportunity to speak with Loretta in the months leading up to the grand opening. Loretta, congratulations on the opening and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for asking. It's great to be part of it.
No, of course. I think it's you're probably one of the busiest people at the moment.
As everyone keeps me out of trouble.
That's right. as everyone's starting to wind down for the year and put all the artwork away and take some time off, you're just ramping it up for February. So it's February 7 is the big.
It's the end of February, haven't actually released the date yet, but it'll be toward the end of February.
Fantastic! No, it's great. It's a huge undertaking. It's I know you've been through the gallery right through this, transformative expansion. What motivated you to take on such a huge and ambitious project?
Well, I think there'd been two iterations that hadn't actually come to fruition previously, one in 2005-06 and then one in 2012-13. Yeah. And when I became director in 2018, I just the second day of becoming director, I went over and met with our CEO at the City of Newcastle, and I said, we need to get this back on track and we need to do it properly and we need to get it done, third time lucky.
Absolutely.
I was really fortunate that he and also our Lord Mayor at the time were really supportive. Because we'd come through, and I'm sure you're aware of some pretty dark times with all of some negative publicity throughout. I like to call it the troubles.
Yeah.
and so survived that, and I thought, if I'm going to do this, this is going to be the thing that I'm really going to concentrate on. And I'm, there were days when I felt like I had to put on some armor.
Yeah.
But it's been a journey since 2018 for myself personally, yeah. And I'm just so thrilled. I mean, it's taken a village. It's not just myself and the team. It's taken a huge village of supporters as well to get us here and to finally be here. It's kind of still not real to me, to be honest, because we've opened with a bit of a sneak peek, which has been wonderful, and we've been delighted with the response from our community and visitors because, they've waited 20-odd years since we first started talking about expanding this gallery.
Yeah, wow.
So, it's been a really long journey, as I said, and we've had great support from our foundation and our society and our community, as well as, the funding that finally came through. So that was the game changer, I think, is the amount of grants and things that you're constantly writing and being told that you're not metropolitan, so then you'd go for a regional grant, you'd be told, well, you're not regional.
That's right.
it was fraught with a lot of disappointment and discouragement, but I just have if I'm going to do something, I want to make sure that I finish it. And so for us to get here has been a huge journey and one that I'm really proud of everyone that's come along on the journey too.
Well, it is a huge milestone. I mean, not just for the gallery, clearly for the gallery, but also for yourself. I mean, how
did this shape your approach to the role from the beginning, or did you kind of know what you were walking into? Was this sort of on the...
Well, Robert, it's interesting because I was an exhibitions manager for many years, and I actually worked with both Nick Mitzvah and with Ron Ramsey. So I'd actually lived through on the, I guess, on the outer edge of the last two tries, and spent many years supporting their redevelopment dinners for our community fundraising drive. So had pretty intimate knowledge of it. And that's why I kind of thought, you know, this is crazy. It's, you know, it could feel at times a bit like taking on a poison chalice, but having, you know, I think the difference was changing the narrative as well, because there had been such, you know, there'd been some pretty traumatic events that had led up to me coming up as director. And I just thought, if I do this, as I said previously, I'm going to make sure I do it to the best of my ability, and I'm not going to leave any stone unturned. And, you know, to have the support of the organisation was huge and a game changer, to be fair.
Well, that's true. And I mean, I believe it's Newcastle's largest ever sort of capital works project, isn't it?
It is. It's the largest infrastructure project. So there was a lot riding on it for our City of Newcastle colleagues and our council that endorsed it. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's got to be evidence-based. And when we're talking about the $48 million it cost to build the building, well, we've got a $145 million asset weren't showing or sharing. So it's a pretty simple equation for me. And that was always my argument. Stop talking about how much it's going to cost to build this building, but talk about the collection that people can't see right now and that the city actually owns and the community own it, because the majority of it's been gifted.
Well, that's right, isn't it? It's a big, big part of it. And that just speaks to the importance of the region too. I mean, I think everybody's seen over the last few decades, I mean, the rise of Newcastle's reputation as a cultural destination. I mean, it really has. And I think that the gallery, what's happening now with the gallery moving forward, just kind of enforces that. It, you know, just fits into that bigger picture, which supports the local artists practicing there, the local commercial galleries, the artist studios. There's everything sort of benefits from this kind of expansion. So,
absolutely. And I think, you know, it's never lost on me that we're a public gallery. So we're here for our community and for our arts ecology. And, you know, obviously without artists, we wouldn't do what we do. And so we've got a really thriving arts ecology up here in Newcastle and the Hunter region and many people moving up here and actually relocating to be in Newcastle. And, you know, it's not the steel town anymore. It's more a cultural and medical research town. And it's really had a renaissance. And I think, when you see the caliber of artists that are coming out of our city, it's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, back to the gallery. I mean, it seems, from what I understand, it's more than doubled in size. Is that
it's two and a half times larger? Wow. So we've gone from five existing galleries, and I'm not sure, have you been to the existing gallery?
I have, yeah, many years ago.
So we're up the same. We've got two levels the same as the existing. So we've built out to Derby Street and behind us to Queen Street. And so we've actually gone from five galleries to 13 galleries.
Wow.
which we opened three of in September in conjunction with our City of Newcastle new annual arts festival. So that was our first sneak peek. So that's what we're madly doing. Further to your point earlier when you said, you know, everyone else is kind of slowing down and winding up. Well, we're doing 10 galleries by the end of February. So it's really exciting because, you know, having been so connected to the works, they've been away in storage interstate, and to have them come back, it's like having your family and your friends come back home. So that's been really lovely for me to see the works being revealed.
Absolutely, that's great. And I guess I remember the building being, you know, one of those beautiful kind of, well, some people don't think it's beautiful, I do, as a fan of brutalist architecture. I mean, it's that classic 1970s kind of, you know, an earlier brutalist approach to how galleries were built back then. I mean, how important was it to honour that heritage?
Really, really important. And so, you know, it's very much the architecture has paid homage to the existing. And so, you know, it was a great building at the time that it was built.
Yeah.
It was the first modern purpose-built gallery in 1977.
Yeah.
And I'm like you, I love brutalist architecture. So to be able to honour that building and keep it, and then you're transitioning from that through a central gallery into all of the new spaces, yeah, it's been really sympathetically designed so that it really honours the old, but it also showcases the new and more sustainable and energy efficient. All of those really important things, because we're a big user of power, as you could imagine, with our climate control, and just, you know, making sure we've got the best solar panels and water retention and LED lighting. So we've done quite a bit of work in bringing even the existing gallery up to, you know, a modern purpose-built gallery that you would expect in this day and age.
Absolutely, it's great. So what can collectors expect to discover from the grand reopening exhibition that they might not have seen before?
Well, I think what they're going to see and enjoy is much more of our collection. And as I said, so much has been gifted through collectors and benefactors. And so, you know, it's really important. It's such a generous thing to do if you're an art collector and you're giving your treasures and things that you love and that you've been surrounded by to an institution. You want to make sure they can be seen, and you want to make sure that they're relevant to the existing collection, and that they're also surprisingly new. So I'm really excited about the fact that now we can actually have the whole of the ground floor existing and new permanent display of collection.
That's fantastic.
And so, yeah, we've never been able to do that before. So we've always had to, you know, do an exhibition for 3 months, and then someone, you know, every time we'd have the Whiteley up, someone would come in 2 weeks after we'd pulled it down and go, "I've come from Sydney to see the Whiteley,"
That's
and
right.
I feel terrible because I've had to pack it away in storage.
That's right.
But now these, you know, everyone's favourites will be back on display. We had a really important milestone this week where we reinstalled our John Olsen ceiling into its home was in our existing gallery. And that was big deal because it's been packed away for 4 years.
Yeah.
So to be able to install, you know, many favourites and to be able to share them again with the community, it's just going to be amazing.
Absolutely. And I imagine you'll finally be able to pull out more of the original bequest, the Roland Pope 1945 bequest,
yes.
Get all of the old,
yes.
Which is really, I guess, where the collection started, wasn't it? That was the first.
Absolutely, in 1945, and such a great collection of Australian art at the time. And, you know, yes, they're on display, and we're in the middle of doing our next gallery, and it's a beautiful salon hang, so there's some big stars in there from Roland Pope's collection.
It's a lot of gems in that one,
Yeah, but so many other great collectors that have given to our gallery. It's just such a wonderful legacy.
Well, actually, you've really, in your time, you've secured a record growth in benefaction across the board, I think, including, obviously, the most recent, the Mordaunt family's, you know, Simon Mordaunt's major gift. What do you think that says about the gallery's growing reputation, that clearly, you know, collectors are coming to you?
Well, I think, you know, people such as Simon and Catriona Morden, extremely critical eye when they're collecting. I mean, they collect things that they love. So I just really, they're not doing it for an investment. You know, they're actually surrounded by things they love. And because they've, you know, they've got houses all over the world, for Simon to gift 25 works, and it is the most works they've ever gifted to one institution, is phenomenal for Newcastle.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just game-changing, because obviously people see what's happening and people look. And, you know, I've had James and Jackie Erskine also a couple of years ago give a beautiful, substantial gift to Newcastle. So these people are watching what we do. And my connection with both has been, you know, on a personal level of just building those relationships. And it's wonderful to think that they then trust us to be able to, you know, care for their works of art and to be able to share them with the public, I think is a really special thing for a collector.
Absolutely.
And for so many other people to see it.
Absolutely. And I think it's a really important sort of lifestyle, life cycle, I should say, of collecting. And, you know, something that we discuss at Art Collector a lot, because obviously, you know, we're a publication that is for art collectors. That's really it. That's our whole audience is the active art collector. And there is that life cycle of, you know, getting into art and then building a collection, learning, education, and then along the way, just that it's part of the life cycle to, you know, to donate, to give the works, not always, you know, sell back to market or trade in or all of that, but just really that thoughtful approach of where does this sort of life's passion live on in the best possible way, and working with, you know, with a great museum, with a regional gallery, I think is just, it's becoming more and more, I think, almost like that, that it's the right thing to do for your collection, for the work, for the artists, for, you know, for a wonderful engagement with the art world is to build those relationships. And yeah.
You're absolutely right. And I think what's really key is when we're talking about collectors such as James Erskine, for example, and Simon Mordant, they know their art, they know their stuff. So you're dealing with someone, with people that want to know why it's coming into this collection. Yeah. You know, they want a rationale as to why it's important to come to Newcastle and, you know, what is the gap that it's going to fill that is already in our collection, or what's it going to bring that's new? So really important to them. And I just think that, you know, the rigour around that is, you know, even more important for us because they then trust us as the institution to care for it.
Absolutely.
And to present it appropriately within our collection.
And in terms of presenting different types of work, obviously First Nations work features quite prominently in the collection as well.
Yes. And that's our first look that we've done now, our first three galleries. Mm. They include the Margaret Ollie Gallery because we had a wonderful bequest from Margaret Ollie's Trust through our foundation. So we have the first named gallery is the Margaret Ollie Gallery, but the other galleries that we've opened, the other two large galleries in our central atrium, feature all First Nations works from the collection.
That's fantastic.
Really important, because our ethos is to be First Nations first in all that we do. And so when you come into the gallery, into the new entry, you look up and there's a beautiful new sculpture by an Awabakal artist on Awabakal country. So it's really important to ground that, ground us in our country. And then you walk through a soundscape from another Newcastle-based artist, so First Nations artist, and then the first thing you see is a huge Sally Gabori. So it takes you up into an atrium with Megan Cope's beautiful works and, you know, Central Desert works. So, yeah, it's just a beautiful celebration of the collection, but, of course, of First Nations works.
Yeah, no, it's so exciting. So what do you hope collectors, I guess both local and from further afield, will sort of take away from visiting, you know, what is essentially the reimagined Newcastle Art Gallery?
Well, I hope they see that their works are amongst giants, you know, the works that they've perhaps had for many years on their walls and surrounding them are in great company, and that they're being enjoyed by, you know, so many people. And, of course, the whole idea of that with a gallery being a public gallery is to have it for future generations to enjoy. So I can't wait for them to see their own works. I think that there's nothing nicer than seeing. It's like when I see works of the collection. I went to Tate Modern in the middle of the year on a holiday just to see our works at the Emily show. And it's such a thrill to see your works presented in another institution. So I do hope that they feel confident and happy to see their works amongst the rest of our collection. And, you know, it is a pretty significant collection. It's probably one of the best outside of a state or national gallery. So 145 million it's worth.
Wow. Yeah.
So it is a really significant collection, right through from colonial to contemporary art. So, and it's international as well. It's local, national and international. So, yeah, there's something for everyone. And we're really excited, I'm not sure if you know, but to honour Simon and Catriona's donation is going to be in our first run of temporary exhibitions next year. So we're going to have a show just about the collection gift that they've given us.
Oh, that's great. That'll be a great one to see.
So, yeah, it's, I think, you know, if I were a collector, and I am a collector, but obviously not to the scale of many of our amazing philanthropic collectors and donors, but I would just be really chuffed to see it, as I said, cared for and to see other people enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's definitely, I certainly think it's one of the most exciting openings for, you know, that I can think of for a long time with a...
Thank you. That's really lovely to hear because, you know, you're one of the big wigs and you're dealing with so many really significant collectors. So it's really special for you to even show an interest in this.
No, because, we
think it's amazing, but obviously we're really close to it.
Absolutely. No, I also know how difficult it is to sort of reimagine and reconfigure a space and sort of and you know, obviously the collection that you have is exceptional and it's a rarity to be able to work with such artwork. So, I mean, yourself after 35 years in the sector and, you know, obviously, you know, OAM for your service, you know, what still excites you most about working with public collections?
Oh, every day, every single day. I just, it never gets old. And I pull out a rack and, you know, in the art store and I just sort of, I'm like a little kid. I just can't get over how, you know, because I studied as an art student. So I was a fine art student in the old days in a former life. So I'm working with works of art from artists that I studied,
yes,
you know,
right.
And I get to actually look at them and hang them and, you know, be around them. I mean, that just doesn't ever get old. It's like working, you know, being with your heroes.
Absolutely.
It's just phenomenal. It really is.
That's great. Well, yeah, we're the whole team's absolutely looking forward to seeing it. So, look, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Robert, and I can't wait for you to come up. Let me know when you can come up, and we'd love to take you around. And yeah, really appreciate your support and your enthusiasm, because we're really excited. It's lovely to hear that in the sector as well.
Thanks so much to Loretta Morton for her time, and congratulations again to the team at Newcastle Art Gallery on what is a remarkable achievement. To read more about the gallery's expansion, including the full feature article and behind-the-scenes background on the renovation, pick up the current issue of Art Collector magazine, available now on newsstands right across Australia and New Zealand, or subscribe at artcollector.net.au. Till next time.